Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Merle Combs. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Kell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Zoldak. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Sam Zoldak. And now, play ball. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is called out on strikes. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Combs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards short. Combs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Avila. The throw from Murray and he is safe. Avila steals second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Avila moves to third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak fires over to first and Fain drops the ball. That's an error on Fain. Avila scores. Mitchell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen is walked intentionally. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell strikes out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive towards short. Juiced reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Juiced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juiced is 0 for 1 in the game. Juiced hits a fly ball into right field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to third. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Doby reaches third base with a triple. Rosen goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doby scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 0-for-1 in the game. Zaldak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zaldak for the out. Murray moves to second. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. Zerniel strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Philly moves to second. Kai Thomas pinch hits for Skeeter Kell. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Suter now playing second base. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-3 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Doby scores. Simpson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Indians. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-3 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Combs for the out. Hegan moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Simpson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Scheib pinch hits for Sam Zaldak. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobo Newsom now pitching. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-4 in the game. McCuskey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Avila is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-3 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Fain reaches second base with a double. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fain moves to third. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-3 in the game. Zerniel strikes out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fain scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.